Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning we get Bull Nation together and we celebrate a little good news. We know there's all kinds of negative news out there. We see it in the news every day. But this is where we like to take a second, just pause, and recognize some of the good. And that includes Dottie Sharp. I just love the name Dottie. She's 84 years old, and she's getting ready to retire finally. 84 years old.
Wow.
She's worked at McDonald's for 45 years.
Dang, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the thing. She's worked the last 9 years at the drive-thru. So they had a big ceremony for her, and all the her regulars came driving through the drive-thru, telling her how much they were going to miss her and everything.
Yeah.
She says she has great memories of working 45 years at McDonald's. She says, not everybody is a rocket scientist or an engineer. She says, do good wherever you are. And she's loved her 45 years there. By the way, she was working for them when they served the first Happy Meal.
Shut
in 1979.
Wow. My goodness.
She remembers McNuggets coming along a year later in 1980.
Uh-huh.
And she said the biggest disappointment of working at McDonald's for 45 years?
What?
The McPizza back in 1986. Remember the McPizza?
Yeah. I do. I wish I didn't, but I do.
By the way, Dottie has made such an impression on her family by working at McDonald's that even some of her family says this is what they want to do.
I actually just found my Daisy diary from when I was like 5 years old. And it said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I wrote my grandmother.
That's her granddaughter, by the way, who just started working at McDonald's. Where Dottie is retiring from. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, just some good news this morning. Can I get an amen for Dottie?
Amen. I'm loving it.
Oh, no, he didn't.
That's the way it works. You give us the good news. Whatever's going on in your world, we'd love to share it. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen. George Moe, Eric with a K. And coming up this morning at 7:50, we're going to release the brisket bracket again this year. We're looking for the best brisket in the Houston area. And you get a chance to vote on it. We got that coming up at 7:50 this morning here on The Bull. But I don't want to talk about brackets right now.
Really?
So I'm in first place in our work bracket.
Are you really?
I thought you didn't want to talk about brackets, George.
Well,
you want to talk about meat brackets.
I thought I was in first place in our work bracket.
What does that mean?
Well, I was on vacation. I had very sketchy internet.
Yeah.
And I realized on Thursday morning, it's like, oh, I haven't filled out the bracket yet.
Oh, okay.
And our boss, who is a Kansas graduate,
yes,
big on the basketball bracket here at work. So it's like, okay, I got to go on, and I have to fill out my family bracket, my work bracket. I got on, I filled out the family bracket, and while I was in the CBS app, it said, oh, here's the Houston bracket.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I clicked on that, I filled it out, boom, get it in, wake up the next morning, I'm in first place.
Nice.
Wake up on Saturday morning after all the games on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm in first place.
Wow.
This shouldn't be surprising, though. George knows basketball.
He does, but I mean, we've got sports radio stations here in the building.
I beat them all, according to that bracket, until I checked the standings this morning.
Okay.
Because I kept thinking, man, I'm still in first place.
This is impressive.
This evidently was a bracket our boss sent out in 2017. And I filled it out.
Wait, you were the only one in the bracket?
I'm the only one in the bracket. That's
wow.
why I'm in first
That's
place.
That's one way to be number one, George.
So I don't want to talk about basketball. Here I thought all my picks were doing well and everything. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I blame it on the alcohol.
So you didn't get in at all?
I didn't get in at all in the work bracket. So.
Did you do one, Mo?
Yeah.
You did? How are you doing?
I'm all by myself.
I'm not all by myself. I'm currently ranking 8th.
Hey, well, that's not bad.
How many
not
are bad. There?
For a girl, that's not bad.
Oh, my God.
She is going to jump across this table, George.
I dare you.
8th place, that's pretty good, Mo.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. By the way, my wife is in first place in our family
Stop.
Bracket.
Who does she have winning at all?
She's down. You know what? I can't remember who she picked.
Do you pick?
I picked, well, in the bracket that I'm in first place, yeah. I honestly have the University of Houston.
Really?
Wow. Winning it all.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
So, but
I don't.
But yeah. So,
Uh-oh.
So let's talk about brisket bracket.
Brisket? Okay.
Let's talk about, because that's the only bracket I want to talk about from now on.
Okay.
So we're going to reveal the entire bracket.
Yeah.
We're going to post it up here in just a few minutes, right?
Yeah, keep an eye on The Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook. Give me some time to tag all the local businesses. Now, keep in mind, none of these barbecue restaurants even know that they made it into the brisket bracket.
Fun.
We haven't told anybody.
Yeah, they're going to find out when they get tagged in this post. We wanted to make sure it was fair and even, all nominated by Bull listeners yep. on our Facebook page.
Yep.
And so we're going to put it out sometime between now and 7:50. Voting will open for round one at 7:50.
The brisket bracket. The meat 16 is back,
no.
baby. 7:50 this morning. I hope I can win this bracket. A quick question. Do either one of you know how to cash in, like take money out of your 401k?
What?
Do you know how to take money out of your 401k? Anybody know how to withdraw from your 401k?
No.
Think I'm going to have to.
Oh, no.
Because last week when we were on vacation, I bought so much chocolate while we were in Cozumel that I think I'm going to have to supplement our savings just a little bit.
I just choked. What are you doing?
Well, so last week we had a little vacation. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping you guys got a little rest and relaxation in too.
No.
We have children.
Ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you do have children.
Right.
Deanna and I are a little different place in our life. Mm-hmm. So we went on a cruise last week.
Wow.
Out of Galveston, Royal Caribbean was wonderful, awesome, until we got to Cozumel and we went on the Mayan chocolate tour.
Like
the Mayan chocolate factory tour. And I think we bought every bar of chocolate that they have.
Oh, did it seem very special?
It did to my wife.
Yes. Okay. Oh. Well, that's all that matters.
So she bought it. And it was like $11 a bar.
Wow.
$11?
That is pure chocolate.
Well,
I think
it's supposed to be better chocolate. Here's the thing. I'm sure
know.
We can buy this
no
off
idea.
The internet.
On Amazon.com.
I know. We got home and I'm unpacking all this chocolate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? We could have got this at Hershey's or something. But it's supposedly really good chocolate, and we got it for our older children.
Sweet.
We're shipping it to them for Easter baskets, quote
okay.
unquote.
Yeah, I'm looking online, George. You got ripped off.
I got ripped
Stop
off.
Stop it. It is the memory.
I'm pretty sure I got ripped off. But
it's very thoughtful, George.
What's the weirdest thing you ever bought when you're on vacation? I think this much chocolate. will go down as the strangest thing that I've ever purchased while on vacation.
I can't necessarily say what my husband bought last week, but I can give you an idea.
Okay.
We are sitting on the beach in Bolivar, so Crystal Beach. And you know the guy that drives by with the flags that you hang off the back of your golf car or
your
Jeep?
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a variety of very interesting choices. Lots of presidential things.
Yeah, okay.
I love hot moms was option.
Yeah.
Okay, so my husband sees a flag, and it tickled him. It looks like a NASCAR colors, but it says, drive fast, eat something else.
Drive fast, eat.
And it rhymes. And he bought it.
Oh, wow.
Because he thought it was hilarious.
That's a dirty one.
I don't know what he's going to do with it. It's obviously not going on any of our cars, but I'm sure he's mailing it to one of his fraternity brothers or something.
He and I'm just waiting until we become best friends.
Why? Because you would buy the same flag?
Yes, buy the same flag. Eric would have got the same flag.
I'm biding my time.
Maybe he's mailing it to you.
By the way, everybody who's been to Bolivar is like, I know that guy. I know that flag.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about here. Eric, what's the strangest thing? I mean, I bought thousands of dollars worth of chocolate, evidently.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you ever bought while on vacation?
I mean, for me, I tend to buy things that reflect the culture, so it's not that weird. I got a ukulele on vacation.
No, that's weird.
That's not weird. That's, you go to Hawaii, you buy a ukulele.
Yeah, but where did you buy it?
In Vermont.
You've
that's
never
weird.
Been to Vermont. That is a lie.
I don't think anybody's actually been to Vermont. No, I got it. I did get it in Hawaii. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you honestly bought it in Vermont. What's the strangest thing that you've ever purchased while on vacation? Tell us your weird purchases right now. 713-881-5500. All right, coming up in about 1 hour, 7:50 this morning, you get to start voting in the brisket bracket for this year. Details on the way here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, we're talking about the weirdest thing that you ever bought on vacation. I bought like $3,000 worth of chocolate.
Yes.
While we were in Cozumel last week. Mo bought, her husband bought some weird flag. We won't even go into what it's what it says.
Shout out to the Bolivar flag man.
Yeah. Everybody, I'm telling you, everybody who has ever been to Crystal Beach knows exactly who you're talking about. And Eric bought a ukulele in Vermont. So what's the weirdest thing you've ever purchased while on vacation?
Andrew's on the phone here in Houston. Hey, Andrew, tell us what you bought.
Hey, guys. Well, about 8 years ago, took a trip down to Jamaica. I'm sure y'all know what Jamaica's about. So
yes.
There was a little device I saw, you know, a bunch of people selling some devices. It was a 420 device.
Okay.
So now it just sits on my mantle as, you know, as a conversation piece. So it's, you
sure
know, it's
does.
Pretty cool.
Why does it smell?
It's
why does
mantle,
it smell?
Eric, it's on the mantle.
How does that smell? Yeah. You buy that smell.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, that smell came back with it as well. You know what I mean?
Yes, we understand.
A souvenir.
It's 420.
Are you allowed
device.
To fly with that stuff?
No.
Now get.
Let's go to line two.
I don't know how I know that.
I have logistical questions.
Look away. Linda in Spring, tell us the weirdest thing you bought while on vacation.
Moose poop in Alaska.
You paid
moose
for that?
Poop?
Like feces?
Yes. Now, I didn't spend $3,000 on it. I think it was about six. But, I mean, what do you do with moose poop? It's like in a little plastic keepsake bottle.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like a thing. I mean, it's in every, you know, store where there's a gift shop.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's like jump on the train. Everybody else
okay.
can jump on the train.
Why does like
I go there
that.
On
it's the worst train.
I go there on mission trips. I go on mission trips with an organization called Graceworks, and the director takes you on a hike one morning, and he like tricks everybody and makes them think he's picking up moose poop and eating it, and like it's. You know, something, a survival skill.
Uh-huh.
And it's really just a milk dud. It's just a milk dud. And I guess
funny.
Because of the That's, joke.
If George was a tour guide.
Thanks, Dad.
Yes, I don't know. It's
yeah,
just,
we know.
Linda's proud of her moose
yes.
poop, though. Eric?
Is it also on your mantle?
Yeah.
And does it smell?
Is
Sorry, Linda, that was an inside joke from the last caller.
Moose poop is, okay, Something. That is unusual. $6. Let's go to Natalie and Katie. Natalie, what's the weirdest thing you ever bought or most unusual thing you ever bought while on vacation?
I went on vacation to Tennessee with my husband, and we were supposed to see my brother, but he ended up having to be out of town instead. And so we bought a house.
I love that.
You bought a house?
That's like a dream.
Yes, we bought an antebellum house. It's an 1863 home.
Oh. What? Beautiful. Now, wait, you went there not planning to buy a house. It just came up while you were on vacation.
Yep. We decided we liked the area. We'd like to retire here, so we decided to start looking for houses, and we found one.
That's what I do on vacation. I'm like scrolling, looking at real estate.
Wait,
I could live here.
Just,
I never bought one.
You just get
rich.
Curious.
I know.
You look at real estate when you're on vacation.
Oh, for sure. I'm like, the houses around here, I'm just curious. Like, if I could stay.
I do the same.
Okay. All right.
I know how much all of your homes are worth. Yeah. Just for the record.
Natalie, I think you get the prize for the most unusual.
Invite us, sister.
You bought a house. Yeah, we need to go visit your antebellum house in Tennessee. So, weirdest thing you ever bought on vacation. 713-881-5500 on the Bull. Morning Bullpen. Welcome in. George, Mo, Eric with a K. Mo's still a little under the weather. Allergy stuff still...
Oh, yes.
Kicking the booty.
Taking over.
Eric with a K back feeling good after a little time off after rodeo.
Yeah, got some rest. It was actually nice. And cleaned my garage, George.
Ooh, look at you being all adulty and everything.
I know. Putting stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Did you sell anything? Did you actually make any money?
I did. I sold my motorcycle trailer, George.
Porch pickup?
No, so yeah, somebody came and actually... Mm-hmm. They looked at it and they bought it and strapped it to their truck.
That's a deal for you.
I know, because it brought my motorcycle across the country to move here to Houston, and that means I'm staying put because I got rid of the.
You can't
put down its roots.
Yeah.
And he sold off this motorcycle.
It's a big moment for me.
Any idea, by the way, back to what we were talking about here? Any idea what this sound is? Doesn't that sound like a Disney character in a cartoon? That's actually the head coach of the Houston Cougars, Kelvin Sampson, after last night's game. They caught that as he was walking off the court, coming through the tunnel off the court after the 100-95 win last night over Texas A&M.
He could finally breathe, and that's the noise that he made.
But it absolutely cracks me up. Go Cougs! That should be like the new cheer now next time. Cougs advance on to the Sweet 16. Texas A&M fans probably not feeling quite as... Nothing to be ashamed of. Big win for the Cougs last night. Good season for the Aggies. As we continue on here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
see where Jelly Roll in an interview said that he regretted about 98% of his tattoos.
Whoa, 98?
Yeah, he said he got most of them like when he was like 17 to 19 years old.
Oh, sure.
And he's like, you know, I'm almost 40 now. And but I just thought it was amazing because his tattoos are almost as famous as him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
part
like,
of his thing.
That's part of his thing. So anyway, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, George.
Mo is a little under the weather, under allergy weather, whatever you want to say.
I stayed up way too late watching basketball last night.
And she did stay up watching basketball.
Worth it! Yeah.
She's got that husky voice going.
Yeah.
You don't have any tattoos, do you, Mo?
None?
Zero? Don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley.
Exactly. Your body is a temple.
Eric with a K, who does have several tattoos.
Covered in bumper stickers.
Yeah, do you?
I am not a beater.
Eric with a K, not a Bentley. Not a Bentley.
I'm proud of it.
I got a little present for you all this morning.
Okay.
Miss Trisha, who we know on Instagram, and we got a picture with at the shoot club during rodeo. She brought some gifts and dropped them off here to the radio station. And she said, please accept this gift, George, Mo, and Eric. Please accept this gift from me as just a because you're awesome gift.
Oh, wow.
So open your boxes. Each of you got a box there. She said, I wanted to capture the great friends, family, and coworker moments the three of you seem to have and let you carry it on a cup. Pick whichever cup you want. They are not specifically tagged. Thanks, Trisha.
Trisha, you are talented.
Oh, this is awesome.
So it's like a drink cup, like
a tumbler thing.
But she's got pictures, like she's taken from our social media, yes. Instagram or whatever.
Very cool.
Oh, look, that's very nice. Thank you, Trisha. Yep.
So make sweet. Sure you do not use in freezer, microwave, oven, stovetop.
It says
and hand wash only.
Yeah.
Hand wash.
Okay.
We have dobblers.
That'll go in the dishwasher. We're out there.
Thank you. These are so cute.
Thank you, very
talented.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much. And it was great getting to meet you during rodeo. We need to change the topic, though. Can we do that?
What's going on?
We need some ideas for a 10-minute tune.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We need a new idea. We need a new idea. Back from a little vacation, and we need your help, all right? 713-881-5500. Tell us what Eric should sing about today on the 10-minute tune. Maybe you heard that guy's going to do a small little show over in College Station at Kyle Field. How many people do you think? I mean, I think there's going to be people camped out outside of Kyle Field.
Oh, for sure.
Just to hear it and be in the presence of George Strait and Parker McCollum. By the way, stay tuned. You get code words to enter to win your free tickets for that show coming up here from 100.3 The Bull. It's time for our 10-minute tune. Let's find out what Eric should sing about today. You know how this works. You give us the topics, whatever you're thinking about. If Eric likes one of those topics, he will choose that, take 10 minutes, go out in the hallway, write a song, and come back and perform it here on the Morning Bullpen.
Kate's on the phone in Huffman. Kate, it says here you're 6 years old, and what would you like Mr. Eric to sing about?
My little brother always annoys me.
Oh,
so
little brothers are the worst, right? Kate, what's your little brother's name?
Chase.
And what kind of stuff does he do that really ticks you off?
Sometimes he slaps me in the face and
he hands aren't for hitting. Unless it's a spanking, then we hit.
A little confusing.
Kate, good luck, sister.
Kate, we'll write that one
It'll
down.
It'll make you stronger, I promise.
It is a universal topic, I feel
That's
like,
true.
Yes.
That's
All right, how about Amanda? Hey, Amanda, what should I sing about today?
Grumpy teenagers in the morning. You tell them to go to bed early. And as I'm dropping her off, you know, at school, she's giving me this side eye. Like, how dare I make this suggestion?
Ooh, she's there right now, staring daggers into you?
No, I already dropped her off. Her. Yeah, I just had to change my shirt because there was, you know, holes burnt into it.
I love
grumpy
it.
Grumpy teens.
Okay, what's her name real quick? Give her a shout out as all the other students are headed into school right now.
Oh, good morning, Michelle. Mommy loved you.
Yes. Mommy loves you, Michelle.
Go to bed earlier.
Yeah. Every teacher, everybody that's listening is like, Michelle, we heard your mom on the radio today. All right. Let's see. Let's go back line two, Mo.
And Gail is in Dayton. Hey there. What would you like Eric to sing about?
The crazy things students tell that happens on in their house to their teachers.
The teacher's like, get all this information. You're like, what do I do with this information? I'm worried about what my toddler tells her teacher.
Oh, big time.
Right?
Oh, be worried, because what I found out last week, I don't want to hear again.
Oh, can you say it?
Please hold.
Wait. I want to find out if we're going to get sued, first of all. We're not going to get sued about this, okay? Can you tell us in a family-friendly way what you might have heard?
Oh, I heard. You know, they said, well, they do it all the time. So, well, I wanted to know what they were talking about. And I said, what? Who does what all the time? Well, my mom makes sounds at night.
Oh, okay, got it. All right. Clear, loud and clear.
I had a feeling this was not going to where you go.
You are my children's teacher, aren't you?
And thanks for calling.
Thank you, and yes, we'll write that one down too. Wow. Okay, all right, 713-881-5500. Gabby is in Cyprus. Gabby, can you bring us back here? What should Eric sing about today?
Girl Scout cookie sales.
Uh-oh.
Oh, are you a Girl Scout?
Yes.
Gabby, what'd you think of that crazy video of that Girl Scout getting robbed here in Texas?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, my goodness. This guy just stole her.
Thanks for bringing that up, Mo.
He stole her whole box. It's like making national headlines because he was a bad guy.
Oh.
My brothers, like, eat all the cookies before I can even sell them.
So you got cookie robbers, too. Yeah.
So what should he mention in a Girl Scout cookie song?
You have to go door to door, and some of them don't even open. There's 7 popular flavors. Cinnamon and caramel, delights are the popular ones.
I've got a different sort of idea, though, from the perspective of the person who can't get enough Girl Scout cookies. Oh. What do you think?
That sounds good.
That's fun. Good. That's why you do this, Eric.
Yes, I think Gabby gets extra badge for being on the radio.
Yes, absolutely.
I listen to you like every morning.
Aw, you're so sweet. Well, thank you, and best of luck with your cookies.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then we're going to choose you, okay?
Oh, thank you.
I'll put 10 minutes on the clock. We'll find out what Eric comes up with. It's Girl Scout cookies, the topic on our 10-minute tune today. All right, coming up in just about 10 minutes, we're going to officially announce the brisket bracket, and it will open for voting. We're looking for the best brisket in Houston. It's the Meat 16, and it will open up coming up in 10 minutes here on 100.3 The Bull. Time to find out what Eric has done with our suggestion today. And who was it again that was giving us the suggestion for our 10-minute tune?
George, it was Gabby. Here's what she
said. Scout cookie sales.
I remember Gabby.
I remember.
I remember a lot of the callers from just a couple of minutes ago. So. But yes, I do remember Gabby. She wanted to sing about the different flavors, but Eric said he had a different idea pop in his head when she said Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, now I did take her suggestion and put some flavors in there.
Okay.
But I did it from our perspective, the people who love the cookies and can't get enough of the cookies.
Okay.
And I did it in the style of, remember that song Nookie by Limp Bizkit? Yeah!
Actually, yes, I do, and I'm sorry that I do. Here we go, 10-minute tune.
Look around this time of year, those little drug dealers are everywhere. Green vest at a table in a parking lot, dragging little wagons in my neighborhood. Just one hit and you'll be jonesing, yo, to those thin men, tag along, do-si-dos. Every time I see them, I say tell them no. But I'm a sucker for a little caramel. I prefer to eat them with my mouth, but hey, I could crush them up, snuff them to my brain, put them in a needle right into my veins. I'm Girl Scout cookie insane. One more box, hey. 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 One more box. I did it all for the cookies.
Yeah.
The cookies.
Yeah.
They are just so yummy. I stick them in my mouth. I stick them in my
mouth.
I stick them in my
mouth.
I stick them in my
mouth.
I did it all for the cookies.
Yeah.
The cookies.
kids, if you're wondering why your parents are laughing so hard at that song, they'll explain it to you one of these days. That was well done, Eric.
I think I liked it.
I was going to say, I wasn't sure that I was going to be on board with that.
I
didn't know where you
were going. I should have known. I should have known the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. But we trust you. So I love that. Girl Scout cookies.
One more box. Hey.
You know what? Sometimes your brain.
Sometimes. It's broken, George.
Sometimes it is broken. Your brain is broken. That'll be up today, by the way. You can download and share with all the Girl Scout moms, okay? It'll be on our podcast, which you can find at themorningbullpen.com. Back after a little vacation time, Mo was in Bolivar. Eric was in his garage. Deanne and I took a little cruise to have a little break after rodeo. So nice to be back, because today we're unveiling the Meat 16. Brisket Bracket is back today. And the Meat 16 went up, I swear, like 3 minutes ago. Ooh. And we already have 50 comments on our Facebook page about it.
Yeah, it's pretty great. People are already starting to vote as well.
If people are new, Mo, to the Brisket Bracket and the Meat 16, tell them what it is.
Well, it's very similar to what's going on with basketball right now, but this is our own form. And it all started with your votes on social media when we asked the question, what is your favorite Houston area barbecue place, right? For brisket.
Yep. What's your favorite brisket? Yep.
And this year we had over 700 nominations.
Wow.
How did we decide from the 700 which ones were going to go in the bracket?
They were all tallied up. And by the way, Mo, I have paper receipts for all of the votes that were cast in this election.
I think that's important in an election, you know, to keep track of votes.
We kept track of it, yes.
There's some major upsets, though. I mean, because these are all nominated by Bull Nation, some places that show up in a lot of the quote-unquote Houston best barbecue places haven't made this year's brisket bracket because the fans of some of these places came out and nominated. So this was all up to Bull Nation.
So all the votes have been tallied.
There's some new places on here that I've never heard of.
Exactly.
The 16 teams have been seeded into a bracket, and we have now posted the Meat 16. Wow. It's up on Facebook and on Instagram. You can vote both places, right?
Yep. The Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook. Click the stories. That's our little picture of the Bull logo. Click that, and that's where you can vote on both. And right now, it's Cat's Barbecue, which was easily the most nominated place in the nominations.
So they would be like the number one seed if we're talking like basketball,
against Pit Room, which is a very well known, it's one of those places that you stand in line for long time. And so far, Cat's Barbecue has taken away the voting. In the last 5 minutes, it's been up.
Yeah, it's just getting started. This goes on for 24 hours. Tomorrow morning, we'll announce those that advance on.
Yep.
Survive in advance. Isn't that what they say? Survive in advance in the bracket. So maybe Cats, maybe Pit Room will be shouting like the coach was for Houston last night. By the way, that is actually the coach, Kelvin Sampson. After his team won in overtime last night. But we have voting going on now. And again, it's on Instagram and Facebook. We just want to make sure people know that.
And there's another head-to-head, too. So for the next couple of days, we're going to do two matches every single day to narrow it down. Old Bucks Barbecue versus Brooks Place LLC. Nice. Neither of them were on last year's list.
I've never heard of either one.
Exactly.
Do we need to go do some research?
You can actually do it on Facebook. I tagged every single place.
Okay.
So if you're interested in learning about one of these places, just tap their name on our Facebook page. You can learn all about them.
Thank you.
We're all about the brisket. And we're all about the brisket bracket. The Meat 16 is posted up and ready for you to vote as we count down to the championship.
Oh, wow.
Here on the Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Kiana is in New Caney, and she's ready to win $100. Here's how you get it, Kiana.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Kiana, why is that?
Because it's most money.
All right, Kiana, tell her to get out of here, and we'll get you started on this game this morning.
Bye, Mo. Go get a snack.
Ooh, you know I like snacks, girl.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, the song My Maria was actually a big hit back in 1973, but most people know the version that it was the number one song of 1996 by this country duo. Name who sang My Maria.
Brooks and Dunn.
Question number two, Morgan Wallen has two songs in the top three on the charts. One is called Mamaw's House with Thomas Rhett, and the other Morgan Wallen song is called Man Made a Bar with what country star?
Eric Church.
Question number three, John Anderson is going into the Country Music Hall of Fame. His big hit was Swingin', and it featured a girl named A, Becky, B, Charlotte, or C, Priscilla.
B.
Question number four, George Strait and Parker McCollum are playing at Texas A&M on June 15th. What's the name of the field they'll be performing on?
Ooh.
Pass.
Question number five, 6 years ago, Bebe Rexha and this duo had their 11th week at number one with the song Meant to Be. Name the duo she sang with.
Florida Georgia Line.
All right, let's get Mo in. Find out what she's up against today. Kiana started hot today.
Kiana did a great job. Kiana definitely knows country. She might not know sports, though. She got 4 out of 5.
Very impressive.
All right, Mo, let's find out how you do, all right? Okay. Question number one, the song My Maria was actually a big hit in 1973.
Oh, great.
But most people remember the version that was the number one song of 1996 by this country duo. Name them.
The only one I know is Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah. B.W. Stevenson was the guy who did the other
one. Thanks for not asking me about that.
All right, tied up 1-1.
All right, question number two. Morgan Wallen has two songs in the top three on the charts. One is Mamaw's House with Thomas Rhett, and the other is Man Made a Bar with...
Eric Church.
It is Eric Church. Yes, that is correct. Yes.
She knew that one, so you're tied at two.
Question number three. John Anderson is going into the Country Music Hall of Fame with his big hit Swingin'. Featured, that song featured a girl named A, Becky, B, Charlotte, or C, Priscilla.
Priscilla sounds like a swanger.
Actually, it was Charlotte. Charlotte Johnson sitting on the porch just a swanging.
Oh, Kiana, you're actually winning now 3-2.
Did you know that or did you guess that?
I guessed
okay,
it.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. Just to make sure we're still girls. We're good.
All right, question number four, Mo.
Okay.
George Strait and Parker McCollum are playing at Texas A&M on June 15th.
Yes.
Name the field they'll be playing on.
Oh, Kyle Field.
It is Kyle Field. Yes, that's what we were looking for.
Kiana passed on that one. Like I said, she doesn't know sports. But you're tied 3-3. So, Kiana, that means Mo has to get this next answer right or you get her money.
No pressure.
Okay.
Question number five. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, Bebe Rexha and this duo had their 11th week at number one with the song Meant to Be.
Yes.
Name the duo.
Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah. It is Florida Georgia Line.
Final score was 4-4, so she protected her money. I'm sorry, Kiana. Dang. You did great, though.
Fine.
You did good.
Thank you. This is Kiana in New Caney. And Mo knows country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to take the $100 from her tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be your next chance to play Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.